This is Iqra Bytes, the podcast for curious Muslim kids from iqranetwork.com. In each episode of Iqra Bytes, we'll be answering questions from curious Muslim kids just like you. Today's question comes from Mohammed. Mohammed, what would you like to ask?
Hello. Today I would like to ask about how God created human beings. Where did we come from and how did we come to life?
You should know, my son, that God created the universe out of nothing. After creating Earth, He placed everything needed to survive in it and created mankind, giving them the smart minds to take over and survive on Earth. God Almighty honored mankind above other creatures. He gave them unique powers and talents so that the system of the universe He created could be completed. Prophet Adam was the first human being God created. He was named Adam because God created him with His own hands from the earth's soil. Adim, in Arabic, means soil. Then God mixed the soil with water to make a mud, a material similar to a potter's clay. It was from this substance that God molded Adam in the most beautiful form and breathed life and soul into him to make him a living human being. And when this was done, He ordered the angels to bow down to Adam. God gathered the angels and said to them, "I will place Adam on earth as my representative, so that he will prosper and build it and bring about a completion to the system of the universe." The angels questioned God's wisdom behind bringing this new creature into being, wishing to learn from rather than object to this wisdom. They wanted to know why God preferred Adam and made him His leader on earth, while they, the angels, were worshipping and obeying God in the best way. The angels said, "Lord, how can you create a creature that can corrupt the earth while we praise you, obey you, and worship you?" Another angel said, "Why wouldn't we be your representative on earth?" God answered, "I know what you do not know." After creating him, God taught Adam the names of all the creatures and how everything works. He then introduced the creatures to the angels and asked them, "Do you know the names of all these things?" The angels replied, "Lord, we only know what you've taught us." And God said to Adam, "Tell them the names of all these things." When Adam told the angels the names of all things, they understood why Allah favored Adam and his descendants with the inheritance of the earth. The angels were given a sign of the wisdom of God, who had prepared the human species and provided them with the ability to inherit the earth. The angels were reminded of the value of knowledge, and so they obeyed God's command and bowed down to Adam in respect. All the angels bowed, as their Lord commanded, in honor of Adam, except Satan, who was blinded by his arrogance and refused to bow. God became angry with Satan and asked him why he didn't bow down to Adam. And Satan replied, "You want me to bow to a being created from clay, while I am created from fire? I am stronger and better than him." By refusing to obey God's command, Satan had revealed his wickedness, arrogance, and pride. So, God ordered him to leave paradise, saying, "This is no place for you to be arrogant, nor to disobey my command. You are expelled from paradise, and you will be cursed and deprived my mercy, and you will reside in hellfire, along with all those who follow you and disobey my orders." Satan asked God to give him another chance and not to curse and punish him. He said to Allah, "Lord, if you curse me up until the day of resurrection, I will mislead Adam's offspring and distract them from worshipping you." But God would have none of it. Satan's heart was filled with hatred and jealousy of Adam and his descendants. So he made it his highest intention to take revenge against Adam and become the source of wickedness and corruption among people. Satan said to God, "Oh my Lord, Because you expelled me from paradise, I will tempt mankind with things of this world, and I will mislead them all, except those who have been faithful to your worship. I have no authority over them. God Almighty replied, I will protect them from you. You have no authority over my servants, except those who have followed you and went astray, and hell is the promised place for you all. God honored Adam and gave him a home in paradise, where he could enjoy its bliss. But Adam had no companion and was lonely. So, from one of Adam's left ribs, God created Eve to be Adam's companion and wife. God wanted Adam to find comfort in the company of his wife, Eve, so he filled their hearts with affection, compassion, and love for one another. And he ordered them to live in paradise and to enjoy all its beauty and bounty, from the rivers that flowed through it to its trees and fruits. It had all that the soul could crave. Adam and Eve lived in comfort and ate and drank from the various fruits and drinks of paradise. But God forbade them from eating from one tree and warned them about Satan. This was a test from God. God knows the unseen and knew the actions of human beings before he created Adam. Yet Satan would use this forbidden tree to trick Adam and Eve and to get them kicked out of paradise. He began to whisper to them, Adam, eat from this tree. Its fruits are delicious. Adam replied, My Lord has prohibited me from this tree. Satan said, God knows that you will die one day, and that if you eat from this tree, you will become kings who know everything and become immortal. Adam replied, No, I cannot. I fear God. But Satan kept whispering to them to eat from the tree. He did everything in his power to make Adam and Eve believe him. He told them that he was offering them advice and that he meant well, whereas he was in fact lying to them. And so Adam forgot that Satan had disobeyed his Lord's command and refused to bow to him. He also forgot God's order not to eat from this tree. And he thought that if he ate from it, he and his wife would know everything and be immortals, as Satan had promised. When they tasted the fruit of the tree, both Adam and Eve became aware and embarrassed about their naked bodies, and so they began to collect leaves to cover their private parts. This awareness and embarrassment had been revealed because of their disobedience to God and because they had believed in Satan's whispers and lies. God punished them for disobeying him, saying, Didn't I forbid you from that tree? Didn't I tell you that Satan is a fierce enemy? In the end, God commanded that Adam and Eve leave paradise and go down to earth. Thus, the divine promise of making mankind God's successor on earth was fulfilled. Man has two paths to choose from, either the path of good and success, or the path of evil and loss. Adam spoke out to God, My Lord, we have wronged ourselves, so forgive us and bestow your mercy and grace upon us. God replied, Go down to earth wherein you shall live and die, and your return shall be to me on the day of resurrection. After Adam went down to earth, he had to suffer the hardships of life, including the exhaustion of work, so that he could fulfill God's will to reconstruct the earth and become God's leader there. Through this means, man could re-enter paradise. Adam was deeply frightened by his fall from heaven. He remembered the happiness and comforts of paradise and cried very hard for his loss. He was also very sorry for disobeying God Almighty. Adam and Eve remained in great sadness and kept praying to God to excuse and forgive them. Adam said, O Lord, forgive us and excuse us. Satan has lied to us, O Lord, so please forgive us and have mercy on us. Adam and Eve did not lose hope in God's mercy and continued to pray and ask God Almighty for forgiveness. God sent Jibril to Adam, who taught Adam agriculture and taught him words to repeat to his wife so that God may accept their repentance. Adam shared with Eve the worries of the world and the hardships of life with patience and contentment. They lived on earth to build it. Eve gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl who would go on to have their own children, and slowly increase the children of our father Adam, peace be upon him. They were the first human beings on earth, and they died after living for about 1,000 years. The stories of the prophets are considered the greatest stories that we can learn from. The most important lessons we have learnt from the story of Prophet Adam are: arrogance is a cause of destruction. Muslims should be humble and follow the orders of God Almighty. God created human beings to reconstruct the earth. He gave mankind a choice between two paths, either the path of good or the path of evil. Beware of Satan's whispers. We should not allow him to control us. He is the enemy of mankind. Seek the forgiveness and mercy of God for the sins that you commit, and do not repeat those sins. Paradise is the original home of God's servants, and the world is a place of testing and trials. In the end, the believers will return to paradise to live forever, God willing. That was Iqra Bytes, the podcast for curious Muslim kids from iqranetwork.com. Join us again.